Also in that open letter, Fidel Castro accused President Bush of waging a genocidal blockade, not to mention supporting terrorists, and he accused the administration of unjustly punishing a group of Cubans known on the communist island as the Five Heroes. They are five men imprisoned in the United States for espionage. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was in Havana.
Their pictures are everywhere. At every opportunity, the Cuban authorities invoke their names. A group of young medical students laugh as they take pictures of each other on the seafront promenade, the Malecón. You only have to mention the Cinco or the Five as they're known here, and they can immediately roll off their names.
Ramón, Gerardo, Fernando, Antonio, y René.
Reynold Batista is studying to be an orthodontist.
They talk to us about it every day. They give us updates about the five who are prisoners of the empire, unjustly held in the United States.
Gerardo Hernández, Ramón Lavagnino, Antonio Guerrero, René González, and Fernando González were among a group of Cubans arrested in Miami in 1998. The men were accused of being part of the so-called spy group called the WASP Network. Five pleaded guilty and were pardoned. Four got away. The others, now called in Cuba the Five Heroes, were all convicted of acting as unregistered foreign agents. Three of them were also charged with conspiracy to commit espionage, and one of the men was convicted of conspiracy to murder for what the prosecutor said was his part in the deaths of four Cuban exiles from the group Brothers to the Rescue, who were shot down by the Cuban Air Force in 1996. They all received very long sentences. Two of them were convicted to life in prison, another one to two consecutive life terms. The final two face 15 to 18 years behind bars. Cuba says their excessive punishment was politically motivated.
Nothing affected national security was involved in this case. And spying is something involving national security. You have in your country, in the U.S., other individuals that have been found guilty, not of conspiracy to commit espionage, which was the charge against three of the five, but of actual spying. And they got 10 years.
Ricardo Alarcón is the head of Cuba's National Assembly. Cuba's case is that these men were trying to uncover terrorist plots against Cuba by infiltrating well-known right-wing Miami groups.
Are you going to tell me that the terrorist groups in Miami are part of the U.S. government?
Certainly within Cuba, the five are used as a propaganda tool, and dissidents in Cuba are regularly put in prison without trial for allegedly being spies. But many in Havana do believe that there is a double standard in regards to the American war on terror. The U.S., they say, goes easy on those who fight against Castro and harshly punishes those who fight with it. Take the case of Luis Posada Carriles, they say. The Cuban government says Posada was responsible for the bombing of an airliner and is a wanted terrorist. Venezuela has asked for his extradition. The U.S. has refused that request, not investigated him for his alleged crimes, and he is now a free man living in Miami. In the absence of the five heroes, their families have now become the most visible face of the Cuban crusade to get them back and have become celebrities in Cuba. Elizabeth Palmero is the wife of Ramón Lavagnino. Despite what must be the very real pain of separation, when speaking to this reporter in a government office, she said that Ramón is no longer simply her husband.
The five personify the resistance of the Cuban people. They personify the will of the Cuban people to decide their destiny and have the government that we wish.
Their case is under appeal and is being reviewed now by federal judges who are looking at whether the evidence was insufficient to support the convictions. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.